am I? Let's see. Nancy?
Hi, Nancy.
From KPFT.
Sorry. It's been a while. Good to hear you.
Yeah.
I just got the text from Janine. I thought I sort of expected her response. But hi. How are you?
I'll be sending you a copy of the Programming Committee's motion for a LSB Programming Oversight Committee at each station.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the reason why is because you're at KPFK and Thomas O'Rourke is at he's the chair of the Programming Committee at WPFW, and we want some input from you two groups since you've been and all your members, and I don't have your email, so I mean, I'm going to send it to you, and you please send it to your members and see, give us some feedback, because we're making, this was attempted in 2013, the PMB did pass and mandate a programming committee at each station, and not one of the stations did it. It was not implemented. It was like one-third staff elected by staff, one-third listeners elected by LSBs, and then one-third the general manager selects. And
last year when I found myself, last year was my first year on the local LSB, so while I was still new, our then chair resigned with very little notice, and I found myself as chair of the whole LSB within a couple of days of that, and at that point, we didn't have a functioning Programming Oversight Committee, and I figured as chair, one of my responsibilities was to stand up anything that wasn't already up and running, and so we got it going then, and it's still going. We've met, I guess we missed a month, possibly even 2 months back in the confusion of all the elections and reshuffle last winter, but other than that, we've been meeting regularly. And I've got meetings posted from now through well into next year on KPFTX. And especially the last few meetings have been going much more harmoniously than they had for a while. So
do you all have an outline?
What?
Sorry. Do you all have an outline of your objectives?
We haven't done that. We could. We used to work really closely with our program director until he was terminated last January as cost-saving measure. And it's been difficult since then. We just now, the week before this one, we got a new GM. And so I'm hoping that he'll be able to attend our meetings regularly and we'll get back into some sort of a more productive, constructive exchange between. I mean, there's somebody actually to receive our input now, where there hasn't been for months. So.
I see. Okay. We would like your input, your committee's input, and we'd like it like quick, like maybe a week to think about it and get it in, because we want to. Yeah, we want to finish this motion and hand it to the PMB to, we almost did it a month ago. I forgot how long ago.
I remember that.
Yeah, but there were some things that we added on with that by email, and it was not, with email, you don't know if everybody's reading their emails, and it's not really a committee meeting, so
it's not actually legally to make decisions that way as a committee.
So Thomas volunteered to make his own substitute motion. Then it's legal and enclose everything that we had put. But then I started feeling like, I have to know that people had a meeting where they could, where it would come from the programming committee instead of coming from one director. So he agreed, and we did it. So we worked again 3.5 hours, this time 4 hours before and 3 hours before. We've worked on this 7, 8, 9, 10.5 hours, and we're sort of satisfied today. I just have to, just finished it about 30 minutes ago. I have to write it and get it to everybody and one more time look at it before I send it to you and Thomas to send to your committees.
Okay. All right. Well,
three stations have nothing.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate.
And there was a program council long, long, long ago. There was. At KPFC, it ended 2012 and nothing after that. And it was the majority of our LSC that supported our GM who did not want it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can say with evidence, he told the LSB, just disregard letter G of your duties. Just pretend it's not there. Or he said, disregard it. I mean, he said that to the new LSB. Well, he's gone now. So he was there 15 straight years. He had the majority of the LSB all that time.
Yeah.
And finally, little by little, you know, the hard work of these meetings, around nine of them, they quit. So he didn't have any more support. And then we did an actual evaluation. And now I'm thinking, we should have done an evaluation even with a minority report. That really should be done. A minority report must be required because otherwise, it just stays the same. Just the majority rules, and nobody, and the minority keeps quiet. And no, we got to stop this. So,
I wrote the minority report that we did do an evaluation of our program director, and I authored a minority report on that issue. And we're not really free to get into more detail than that in open session. But yes, that does have value. I still cite that and refer to that. From what I can see out here, there's not management and governance. Neither one do as much as they should in terms of evaluation, regular, routine, normal. You don't wait till a crisis to do evaluation. You should do it on a regular basis so there's a baseline to compare, and it gives people feedback about whether they're meeting our objectives and expectations or not, and a possibility to improve, you know, objectives to meet for improvement. And there's lots of reasons to do it, and we need to be better at it. I think.
Now, Ralph Poynter was on that committee. Oh, go ahead. Somebody talking?
No, I think I just on my earbuds. Sorry.
Well, I don't know whether we want to just give it some breathing room so that anybody who joined the call, because I know we have Beth Van Gooden, we have Nancy, we have
Lydia Ponce.
Oh, Lydia, yes. Is there anyone else on the call? I know John Markowitz, who's not part of the committee, was on at the beginning. Is there any other members that are on the call?
This is
Sasha. This is Sasha. I'm not I'm not a committee member or anything, but I've been trying to pay attention to stuff going on, and I joined the call a few minutes ago, but I got another call right when I connected to this. I couldn't introduce myself because I put this one on hold for a minute.
Okay.
What station are you from?
KPFK.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if we're going to call the meeting to order and get started at 10 after with the people that we have. You know, we haven't had a big turnout the last couple of times, so I think everybody's just so busy. So I don't want to spend too much time waiting for people to join, if that's okay.
Why don't you send one more, join us. The last time you did was 1 minute before four. Now it's 12 minutes.
Okay, I can just say happening now.
Yeah. We've got everybody here is K except for me. I'm T. Nobody from the other stations.
William here.
Oh, William. Why don't we got in the house now?
I have a question.
Excuse me?
I have a question.
Yes, Sasha.
Will this call be recorded in its entirety or archived so people can access? Okay. So I just wanted to say I'll probably duck out, and I don't one of, you know, I could probably just dispense with the pleasantries and say thank you and goodbye in advance for when I go, because I have to go to work before too long. Maximum I'd be able to.
Yeah, let me check to see for sure if this is going to be the archive after meeting. Yes, it will be archived.
Okay, great. Yeah, so the maximum I'd be able to stay on the call is just to listen anyway, but probably not for more than like 45 minutes because I have to just get out of here. But anyway, thank you very much, and I'll just probably attend the rest of the meeting in silence on mute.
You have a right to public comment if you want to say something. Just ask for it.
Yeah, if I have something to say, I'll wait till my turn when there is a chance. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I didn't mean to interrupt what you're already in process of doing.
Well, you know, we may not have a specific time for public comment, so you might want to ask if you want to go on the stack for public comment. You know, just Janine is a... She's the only officer here. She's the chair of this. What is this now? Governance Bylaws Revision Task Force. Yes. And the task force, you don't have to be a board member. I mean, you can, task force, anybody can be on.
Excellent. Well, I've missed far too many meetings that I should have attended or, you know, would like to have attended. So I just have to get my head wrapped around an ongoing conversation, and then sometimes I come up with ideas and I just try to share the ideas, and hopefully they're things that other people want to resonate in the same, you know, or I'm resonating with what's already being said.
This is Beth. I am here now. I was here at the last one too. I think yes, I made the acquaintance of Mr. Crozier for the first time. We were the only ones present at that scheduled meeting. So now I've had the pleasure. I'm not going to be able to stay long today. I've got another commitment, another Pacifica commitment in a couple of hours. And in fact, I've been on the phone the last few hours preparing for that. And there's real life stuff, other stuff in my own life I have to go get done now, today, or I'm going to miss my chance. So I'm not going to be able to stay long. But I did want to check in.
We can convene. Let's just go ahead and get started. This is the PNB Governance Committee Bylaws Revision Subcommittee Task Force. Meeting on September 26th. It's 2:16 Pacific, 5:16 Eastern. I'll do a roll call, and there are some people that I'm not sure if they've left the committee, so but I don't believe we need quorum in order to do the work out for a task force. So,
Janine, wait a minute. I want to ask you a question. Do you need to tell Otis to start recording, or does it automatically record?
We would need him for a live stream if we wanted to live stream. We haven't been live streaming. Any of the Maestro numbers automatically record.
Okay, thank you.
Have you had him record before, or am I mistaken about a part of that, or?
Well, I just got off a programming committee, and I had to call him to, you know, put us on the stream. And so I didn't know what your arrangement is. But
no,
it will be archived. I know that.
Yeah, within the system, I may have to ask him to put it in the archive or something like that, nudge it, but... it's my understanding that all Maestro calls that we do are automatically recorded, and that we only need to contact them if it's a live stream. And this call would have needed to be set up as a live stream event, so which hasn't been done. So I don't think we're in that category of being live streamed if we want to do that. then we should discuss it during the meeting. I can have him change it. My impression has been that unless it is a full committee, that it's not really something to be live streamed, but just archived. So I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call. And I did forward an agenda that we can discuss. So I'll go through who I understand to be on the committee. First is Alan Beek, Daniel Borgstrom, Bill Crozier, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, Cristobal, who is Cristobal?
That would be Chris Corey.
Oh, okay, Chris Corey. William Herwagen.
Present.
Thank you. Wally James. Lydia Ponce.
Present.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes, which I believe he's left the committee, but...
Yes. Task force,
okay.
Yes. He left.
Okay. James Thagerton.
He sends his regrets. I'm supposed to report back to him.
Okay. Okay. Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Present.
Thank you. Elizabeth Van Guten.
Present.
Thank you. Tom Boris. Michael D. White. Lou Wolf. Carol Wolfley. And Ted Weisgau is somebody who was originally on the committee, and I haven't seen him recently, except he responded. So I don't know whether he's on the call. I figure I'd at least find that out. We have William, Lydia, Nancy, Elizabeth, and myself, who is just a secretary. So I forwarded the agenda. I think we need to vote on a pro tem, but I had forwarded an agenda left over from July because we haven't really had a full meeting since then. So I emailed that out. I believe that we need to do, in addition to what's listed there, we need to elect a chair pro tem. Are there nominations?
I nominate Janine Rahm.
Oh.
Hello?
All right. Any other nominations? All right, great. Thank you. I want to maybe also just for a moment review what I wrote in the email earlier this month, where I brought up the PNB's decision that they have a notice date now, which is that they're going to be noticing for bylaws to be accepted and reviewed, and so they start airing carts on this. Now, I haven't really been part of this process before, but as I understand it, then as of the 16th, after the elections are over, on the 16th, they will be accepting bylaws revisions, and that means that it needs to get forwarded to the Secretary of the PNB, and then there'll be 60 days of open submission. So that'll take to the middle of December, and then they get voted on by all the LSDs and the PNB. Am I correct? Can anyone confirm that, that basic definition or basic outline of how it works?
This is Beth.
Beth, can you comment on that?
I know that a process has been started, and so the clock has been set ticking. I would have to look it up to know the specifics of every step of the process. If you've done that, then so much the better. So we need to get our ducks in a row, whatever we want to put forward. Thank you.
Right. One of the things I did on the last email from 9/18 was to put, it's all defined in Article 17, Section 1 and 2, especially Section 1, is for the change, what happens with the change of the bylaws. So you can take a look at that. I guess I could read it for anyone who...
Excuse me, what time did you send the 9/18 email? I'm trying to find it here.
It's September 18th, not a time of 9/18. On September 18th, I sent to the committee, I just cut and pasted the portion of the bylaws that it's Article 17, so it's at the very end of our bylaws. And I guess I can read it. If we feel like that is necessary, it just says amendments may be proposed by one of the six directors, six directors. So six directors of the PNB would have to propose an amendment. A majority vote of the delegates of each of the two radio stations, or a petition signed by at least 1% of all members, which petition to be considered proposed, must be delivered to the foundation secretary. So I could read all of the rest of this, but I don't know whether that's absolutely necessary. I think the urgency, it was discussed at the 18th meeting that the urgency might be that we meet every week so that we can make some headway and really get some things proposed come mid-December. So maybe between now and the next meeting, we can come up with any questions that we have as far as the process so that it can be ironed out with the PNB secretary or the chair there. Is there anyone that has an issue with proceeding that way on how to abide by the bylaws on proposing amendments?
Janine, the bylaws were amended to 30 days after the PNB votes to start the notice date. So from the notice date, it's 30 days of airing parts of the process happening on all five stations for 30 days. And after the 30 days, then the PNB and the LSBs can vote on it.
So they would be voting in their November meetings, if not their, or their December, if not November, December meetings, correct?
Well, it starts on the notice date, and then you add 30 days of airing on the carts on the stations, and then they can vote. The PNB and the LSBs can vote. So if the PNB is going to vote on this on October, 15th, 16th, then it starts 30 days of airing on the stations, and after 30 days, that would be November 15th or 16th or what is the extra day in October, so maybe 15th, then the PNBs and the LSBs can vote on it. So this can get done before the new crew comes on in December.
Well, so then maybe it is important for me to read item B on Article 17, Section 1, which I just want to read it so you can tell me why I'm mistaken here. It says, unless the board...
It refers to 60 days.
Well, because this came up in our last call, It refers to 60 days, and if it's 60 days and goes into the middle of December, we have a brand new, this is what we talked about last time was, we'd have a brand new, we'd have all the new board members voting on a bylaws revision when they actually haven't gotten acclimated very much. So, you know, possibly. So, unless they've served before or whatever. So, I think that it is important to know this for sure before, because the conversation last time was that we want to urge the PNB to delay the notice date so that it's not brand new members voting on this in December. Nancy, I believe it was you and Lydia and myself that were still on the call. We didn't have a lot of participants last week. So I believe that's what our conversation was about. Am I right?
I'm sorry, repeat that part. I was walking away from a loud, just the last few sentences. I was walking away from a very loud area.
To review a little bit of the last meeting, which really didn't convene because there was really hardly anyone on it, but we talked about the issue that if the notice date is in the middle, is on the 16th of October, and there are 60 days needed of the notice period, which to me is what is said in the article, and I'll read it. If that's the case, then we would be voting no earlier than the 16th of December, the boards would, the LSBs would, and that would mean that the brand new, the members are seated. And then they're also voting on brand new bylaws, you know, the bylaws revisions in the same meeting. They haven't even become acclimated. So there was a conversation about appealing to the PNB to delay the notice date because there was no way to have them with have the bylaws revisions voted on with the existing members.
That's true.
I remember that to be the subject matter. So I can read this portion, this section B, if you like, where it refers to the 60 days, it says, one, unless the board by a two-third vote decides otherwise, there shall be a maximum of one ballot per calendar year related to the amendment of the foundation's bylaws, which annual voting period shall be determined by the board. All properly proposed bylaws amendments shall be held until that date, which is 60 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates, as determined by the board, parentheses, the notice date. On the notice date, the proposed amendments to the bylaws shall be posted on the foundation's website, and the foundation's radio stations shall broadcast an announcement twice a day for a period of 60 days, the notice period, quote unquote, regarding the existence of the proposed amendments on the foundation's website for review and the upcoming vote by the Board of Delegates regarding said amendments. The results of said voting by the board and the delegates on the proposed amendments shall be reported within 15 days of the Board of Delegates meeting to vote on these amendments. So I think the 60 days that I'm remembering is it's saying, which is 60 days, that the bylaws amendments shall be held until that date, which is 60 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates, as determined by the board, which is the notice date. So that means the notice date needs to be 60 days before the vote. Am I right?
This is Nancy. Okay, I'm reading the Pacifica bylaws. The indexed ones. And it doesn't say 60 days because it was amended September 2014. So what you're reading, I would like to find out where it is. I think it's an older one before we amended it. And the amended one is Where'd it go? I just texted a screenshot to you of it. Oh, yeah, here it is. Okay. And it has a scratch out on the unless the board by, you know, voting in approval, B, number one. And it has a scratch out of unless the board by two-thirds vote decides otherwise. So that's all scratched out. And then it says there shall be any number of ballots per calendar year. And then let me go down to all properly proposed bylaw amendments shall be held until the date, which is 30 days. And it scratched out 45, so 30 days. So I think you're reading a different version of the bylaws.
Just to clarify, everything that I've been sending to the committee has been, one, taken off a PDF, whatever the PDF that's posted on the website. Two is I've gone to Article 17 on the indexed, you know, what you mean is you go online and you click on the article that you want to read instead of going to the PDF, right? You click on the searchable portion of the bylaws, and I'm looking at pacifica.org, KEWG.org bylaws, Article 17. So when I go there, I don't see any of the crossed outs that you're talking about. It reads the same as the PDF. So if there are amendments,
it says at the top, yes, September 10th, 2014, previously amended September 10th, 2014. And where I'm getting is I go to pacifica.org and in the home page at the top, it says, you know, I forgot what it says, but that it says here. Okay, the very top item, it's here it is. Okay, at the top it says complete index current bylaws, and it says here. So I click that, and then up pops the index version. I go down to Article 17, and click amendment of bylaws. Then up pops this amended version. And it says 30 days before the earliest of the voting dates. That's when that's considered the notice date. And 30 days later, the PMB and the LSBs vote.
All right. I don't see that. So, all right. I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm on the page. I see. Wow. Okay. So there's two different sets of bylaws that are up.
Tell me where you got
it. Okay, so the way it reads right now. Okay, so the way it reads right now is that third item of how the amendments may be proposed is a petition in which the proposed bylaws amendments are endorsed by signature by at least 5% of all members. So it went from a membership of 1% to being the threshold needs to be 5% of all members in order for the petition to be considered proposed and have to be delivered to the foundation secretary. And then on the B item, there shall be any number of ballots per calendar year. So it's not just one or a maximum of one or two. So any number of ballots per calendar year related to the amendment. And then it says, annual voting period shall be determined by the board. All properly proposed bylaws amendments shall be held until the date, which is 30 days. So it was 45. So it's actually, there's a revision even before this one that took it from 60 to 45, and now it's 30 days before the earliest of the voting days. Okay, so it's 30 days. So if they... if the notice date starts on the 16th, then the voting could start by the 16th of November. Am I correct? So it could be done with the current delegates and the current LSC members.
I think so.
This is Seth to let people I know I'm going to need to leave now.
Okay, is this, do you understand, Beth, that happened at the PNB, that their understanding is that it's 30 days? Was there discussion of that? I'm just curious.
I would have to ask what their understanding was. I don't get agendas for the PNB until we're going into session, usually. And so it's hard to prepare ahead of time. And it comes, it goes, and then it's gone. I save all the agendas and my notes so that I can follow up later when things come up. But I would need to do that to check with the chair and others who worked on that because they didn't take a lot of time with it at the meeting. But it's a very good question, and I'll follow up with it.
Okay. I mean, it's either that or I could email them and so for clarity that that the intention is that the 16th is the notice date, and then as of 11/16, there would be voting. Because, you know, if it goes to December, it will be new members.
Right.
So it's important to know that.
My understanding is that the most there are various versions of the bylaws. Excuse me. The current bylaws out there right now, and that the most current ones that I'm aware of are the indexed ones that don't let you see the whole document at once. You click on the article that you want to read, and if there's I'm not confident that has been kept up to date with recent changes. I don't know how recently that's been updated. It's possible that there are more recent changes that haven't been incorporated into that. That would be a good thing to find out. And I think that when I first started working with this issue, like a year and a half ago at least, more than that now, I went and I downloaded it was the most current version I could find that could be downloaded as one whole integral document, and that turned out not to be current. And I printed it out, and then
well, now
found
I
out.
Understand. Yeah, now I understand why that was a task that I had actually heard about and had volunteered to do, but I didn't understand. I didn't understand the need for it, and now I see it. So I guess, what we could do, because we're already at 2:40, before we lose you, Beth, I'm wondering if I could just read quickly the table of contents, because I feel like if we can walk away from this meeting and we know who is interested in what section, we might be able to work on our own and then come to a meeting next week and actually have someone taking care of each section, bringing something to the table. Is there any idea that you wanted?
Nancy on the stack.
And Beth.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, Nancy, okay. I think we should start with fair campaign provisions. And since we're all into the elections right now, I think it really needs to be revised. That thing is not enough. It doesn't say anything about staff forms or anything. It's like staff is supposed to not matter much, the elections. I think we should work on fair campaign provisions. Maybe we can do something today about that. And at least have that done and presented before the next election.
Okay.
And I also think we should have some rules in the voting methods, or maybe on fair campaigns provision. I don't know which place you should put it, but about if we have another referendum and where to, some protocols like every petitioner's signer has to be checked through Pacifica and has to sign the petition through Pacifica so that we don't have what happened in the last referendums where there was no oversight of the signing of the petitions. We don't even know what people were signing to. We just had, all these names. So, and the names should be posted and published
as soon as they're signing so that members can check if their name is there and should be there or is there and should not be there. So that should be all published before any start of the referendum. I mean, we can do things to protect Pacifica in adding some rules of methods of referendum. I would like those two things, the first things for us to work on. And you made some minutes of the bylaws revisions task force, and you sent them, and I remember seeing them, and I'm digging and digging, trying to find your minutes. It was a list of just bullet points of those items. Maybe I presented them. Maybe that's why I remember it, but I can't find them. But I think...
Well, I do I cut and paste two different things in the email that I sent this morning. So, okay, so we have a suggestion to work on Article 4, which is all the nominations, eligibility, election, fair campaigns, terms of office, filling vacancies. That's all Article 4. Is there any other articles? And we can work on that today. I guess before Beth leaves, I want to see if she's interested in a specific area so that we know.
This is Beth, and I'm out of time. I'm late to go now. I want to point out that Article Number 1, which identifies, I think it's in there that our legal address is identified. It still lists us in Alameda County. And it should list us in Los Angeles at the on Coenga Boulevard. It should be updated to that current address. And that's whenever I look to see whether that the indexed document has been updated yet or not, that's what I check, because that's such a simple, obvious, unambiguous thing. And it could be done easily, and it hasn't been done. The last I checked, anyway. I mean, maybe somebody's gotten to it, you know, since the last time I looked at it. But if it's still reading Alameda County, it needs to be updated to indicate that the legal address for all of Pacifica is on Coenga Boulevard.
Okay, that's Article. I think that's actually Article 2.
It may be.
Section
one or two.
Yeah, offices of the foundation. Okay, got it.
Yeah, that's one that that's not hard. And so now I have to go, and I'll look at I'll give another look at the bylaws and let you all know what I think. So keep me posted. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, is there anyone else that has an area that they would like to work on?
Nancy.
Okay, well...
But I defer to anybody else to speak.
Well, yeah. I'm going to read off the table of contents, like the 17 articles, so that just anybody driving, because I know Lydia, I think, sounds like she's on the move. So we have the identity and purpose, which is the name and the address and all that kind of stuff. Offices of the foundation, that's Article 2. That's where they're located. Article 3, members of the foundation. So the members defined, listener sponsor members, the terms, the rights, the meetings, quorum, how to vote, eligibility to vote, all of that kind of stuff, manner of notice, written ballots, like when we vote on things, proxies, not permitted, that sort of thing. Okay, then Article 4 is delegates. So this is... this is who goes to the PNB, and then also the fair campaign, all of the election stuff. So that's what Nancy wants to work on. So then Article 5.
Oh, Nancy has another one. I have another one that I think deserves priority, too, about the membership.
Okay.
In Article.
Okay, let me just keep going.
Three?
Yeah. So in case somebody else can chime in.
You know, the double membership in a household. I mean, I like to get rid of that.
Okay. So let me just keep going with all the articles just to remind others on the call what our table of contents is here. Then we have Article 5, Board of Directors of the Foundation. So that's eligibility, powers of duty, power of authority, power, term, nomination, election, seating of station representatives, directors, all of that, removal of directors, compensation, which I'm not even sure that exists, but restriction of regarding these interested directors. So then on Article 6 is meeting of the Board of Directors. So this is all the PNB meetings and the local, actually this includes the meetings of the local station board. Then we have then Article 7, local station boards, how frequently they meet, time and place, members and public participation, record keeping, quorum, associate stations, proxies, not permitted, local station board advisory committee. So that's Article 7. Article 8, other committees of the Board of Directors, the standing committees, the composition of them, committees of inclusion, and actions of committees. Then Article 9 is officers of the foundation, chairperson, executive director, secretary. Article 10, general provisions, which is seems pretty simple, membership not transferable, and Section 2 is termination of membership or position. Article 11, indemnification of directors, officers, delegates, employees, and other agents. So non-liability of officers, definitions of agents, and actions other than by foundation, insurance, fiduciaries, and corporate employee health plan, books and records. Then we've got corporate records, reports and seal. The director's inspections are in here, annual report to the board, exempt activities, right to copy and make extracts. Article 13, conflicts of interest. Article 14, voluntary dissolution and prohibition against sharing foundation profits and assets. Article 15, voting methods. It's got single transferable vote method, instant runoff voting method listed there. Article 17, parliamentary procedure. And then Article 17 is amendment of the bylaws and articles of incorporation. Article 18 is savings clause, certification of bylaws. So anyway, I know Nancy has another suggestion or another area she wants to work on. Is there anyone else that has an area in there that they would like to work on or focus on? I'm not sure how many people we have left.
William, no change.
Hi, William.
Hello. No other comments from me for this.
Okay. So if there's not anyone else, then Nancy, do you want to tell us what other area you would like to work on besides the Article 4? You said Article 3.
Membership, I think that's Article 3, members defined somewhere in there. I don't remember which one. It's about the two people in a household having a membership. I think we should change that to just everybody having their individual membership instead of this this situation of two people at the same address and that was troubling during the referendum.
Okay. And if we're doing voting, we could also take a look at voting methods and that would be Article 15, the single transferable vote method or anything like that. We could just look at it. So we could start there if we make a good headway and can head into other items, then, you know, that's great. I'm looking at some old notes. William, you had brought up changes to the California corporate code. This is very early on. This would have been earlier in the year. Nancy, at one point you were saying financial transparency and financial documents for the LSBs to see. I don't know whether that's something that's still unresolved.
Oh yeah, we don't see it. No, we don't see anything. And even the PNB directors on the finance committee, I'm not sure what they're saying in the executive session, but no, there's no real transparency. So we'll have this mess, and I don't want to go through this mess another 11 or 12 years that I've been going through it, where there's no real transparency of how much the station is getting and who's giving, and all the expenses are not really transparent. Like, for example, a week and a half ago, was it, our LSB meeting? The chair suddenly says that she was told by the business manager that KPFD has a Zoom account. We did not know, and we didn't know where it was on the budget line. We had no idea. We were asking a member to use their private Zoom account, and it's really not good to have a member of the LSB use their Zoom account and control who speaks and who doesn't speak and who gets dropped off. You know, it's really not good. It should be a neutral thing, you know, that we have our own Zoom account. And we were asking and asking and we were told, oh, the previous general manager told us, no, we cannot. It's going to be over $500. And no, we can't do that. But now we find out we've had it all this time. So where is
I do see, sorry, Nancy, let me just, what I do see on Article 7, Local Station Board, item E is record keeping and rulemaking. So maybe that's something we can take a look at and see if that, because I know that they are also trying to start some sort of a resolution, like, motion and resolution portal of some sort where everything is in one place of things that have been passed, where it's easy to cross-reference even from station to station what has been passed. So
that's far in the future, because we don't even have the basic list of 7 years worth of PNB minutes of, you know, resolutions passed. We don't even have that.
Right. Okay, well, I think there's just like the three of us on the phone.
Jonathan on the stack, please.
Oh, Jonathan Markowitz is on as a listener. Okay.
Lydia on the stack after.
Okay, terrific. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Thank you. Obviously, there's many more issues to consider in regards to the bylaws and different provisions. I wanted to just let you know I just forwarded a motion. I know I don't have the authority to submit a motion, but I'm just forwarding it as a listener member, and it's in your inbox now. That's to be considered later, not necessarily at this meeting, but if you want to talk about it later, that'd be great. I do have one other comment to make about any of the issues that pertain to any of the bylaws requirements that may need to be added to the bylaws in proposal. First of all, number one, I'm concerned that the bylaws revision process that we're all going to be involved in immediately following the elections, I believe it needs to be extended. I don't mean the start of it needs to be extended. I mean the time period with which the submissions of amendments and new bylaws provisions, that time period of consideration and inclusive process with all of the listener members especially. So we're talking about actually, I mean, I hate to use this word, but it's the only way I describe it, is that we're really going into a bylaws convention, you know. And the reason that is because, obviously, because there have been two back-to-back referendums by New Day and previously Pacifica Restructuring Project. And not to mention all the other emergencies, obviously everything's all happening at once as we're dealing with really a crisis that Pacifica has not seen at the scale except since going back to the 1999 through 2001-2002 period. So this process of trying to improve on our elected LSB's governance structure and how we can also improve it, the democratic process in terms of inclusivity and accountability, that includes all station operations, especially includes financial accounting in a transparent and an effective way, timely. I mean, these things are all going to have to be solved at the administrative level, at the PNB, and by the executive director.
4 seconds, Jonathan. I'm sorry.
So my point is that this process has to be very, very open and inclusive, and that's what my motion I just sent you all is about, which will help in this process. However, the national board has had a tendency, as well as the local station boards, of being very closed and insular in regards to their process, in regards to considerations of whatever decisions they're making. In other words, there's a lot of effort to keep listeners out. And I don't believe in principle this is appropriate in any way, shape, or form. And I believe that the bylaws need to be amended in order to solve this most basic necessity to have in a democratically run institution.
Okay. I understand, and I can understand why you're proposing that. I'd be curious if you could assign it to a certain article and section that you think it should, that it's appropriate to fit into. So, I'm glad you sent it.